From ABC News, I'm Daniela Bellotta. A 9-year-old survives an SUV crash and treks a mile through rugged terrain in California to get help.
She walked quite a distance in a very, very threatening environment. It's very black out here, very dark. It's very steep. And it's brushy, and there's also coyotes in the background.
California Highway Patrol Sergeant Tom Lackey says she saw a light about 1,000 feet away and made her way to a home. No one came to the door, so she backtracked to the crash and then climbed a steep cliff to the highway. Her father died. Two young missing Milwaukee girls are okay. The 9 and 4-year-old sisters were dropped off at a police station by a concerned citizen. Their disappearance, it's a mystery. Their parents say they vanished shortly after putting them to bed, but they weren't wearing pajamas. Proposition 8 will be argued before the Supreme Court this week. California State Attorney General Kamala Harris says it's about equality.
The majority of Americans believe it. The majority of Californians believe it. The majority of Catholics in this country believe it, which is that same-sex couples should be afforded equal status under the law.
But Austin Nimox with the Alliance Defending Freedom, also on CNN's State of the Union, says the court should not intervene.
We're talking about Californians going to the ballot box twice in a 9-year period and voting to uphold marriage between one man and one woman. And that's our most fundamental right in this country, is the right to vote and the right to participate in the political process.
The Defense of Marriage Act will also be debated before the Supreme Court justices on Wednesday. First, Colorado, now the Midwest, is being hammered by a spring storm, and ABC meteorologist Ginger Z says it is nowhere near done yet.
It's going to move through St. Louis, central Illinois, and Indiana here through today. Into tonight, we talk about the East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic, getting a little snow, then a rainy mix for parts of New Jersey into New York. Some of the bigger cities along the coast will have somewhere around 1 to 3 inches.
Where exactly the winning $338 million Powerball ticket was sold in New Jersey will be announced tomorrow morning. This is ABC News.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end of quarter clearance sale. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices. Plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your flooring deal today.
We keep hearing about an economic recovery, but for many folks, times are still kind of tough. Well, at Red Wing Shoes, we're here to help. Bring your old boots into a Red Wing shoe store and we'll oil them up and replace the laces for free. In fact, we'd be happy to do that for you, even if your boots are another brand. So, come on in. Let us help keep you and your boots on the job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
News and information in the morning. News and information in the afternoon. The best way to start and end your day. We help you get to work and back home with KLAF Right Now Traffic on the 5s.
At 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, and 55 past the hour.
Weather Beat Morning with meteorologist Brad Barton. And in the afternoon from News 8.
What's up with your money?
Wall Street Journal reports at 20 and 50 past the hour.
Sports at 23 and 53 after the hour.
And of course, news updates at least 4 times an hour every 15 minutes. News and information in the morning and the afternoon. KLAF.
If you are 62 or older, Reliance Mortgage invites you to learn more about the reverse mortgage loan. This government-sponsored program is designed to help seniors live without a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives while having a quality life free from financial worries. The Reliance Mortgage Program allows you to get your loan with no credit check, no income verification, and no mortgage payments. Call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000. Get your cash out now and pay off your bills or taxes and simply enjoy your retirement with more money to spend. Reliance Mortgage has closed over 1,000 reverse mortgage loans and was the first company in the state of Texas to close one. If you would like more information about this incredible program, call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000 or contact us online at reliancemortgage.com. Reliance Mortgage, a proud Texas company for over 25 years and a member of the Better Business Bureau since 1992. That's 214-360-9000.
Reliance Mortgage, NMLS number 370420, 13140, Coit Road, Suite 502, Dallas, Texas, 75240.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The Man I Love a Quick Weekend Getaway sale? The Grab the Camera Cause It's Family Vacation Time sale?
How about just the spring sale?
That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, trainer, and master at helping clients grow their business through success skills, leadership development, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and we have a rather eclectic show today with two gentlemen who will explain how to become more successful in two very unique ways. One is through ugly houses, and the other is through giving having an association with something called servant leadership. My first guest today is David Hicks. David is co-president of HomeVestors of America. Now, HomeVestors of America is the largest buyer of houses in the U.S. They have bought over 50,000 houses since 1996. Now, you might know of HomeVestors under another name, and that is We Buy Ugly Houses. They train and support their franchisees that specialize in buying and rehabbing residential properties. And last year, for the seventh consecutive year, HomeVestors was among Franchise Business Review's top 50 franchises. And again, our guest is David Hicks. David, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm glad to have you here. You know, one of the questions I need to ask you, for those looking at the website, and again, the website is playmakerstalkshow.com, we have your picture, and you are pictured next to Ugg. Tell us about Ugg.
Well, Ugg is our mascot, and he was a very unique creation by our founder, Ken D'Angelo, that helps us tell our story. Probably the best way to explain Ugg, when I first went to work with HomeVestors, I was sitting down with my 10-year-old son at the time, telling him I was going to work with HomeVestors, and he said, "Oh, that's the Ugg people." And my wife said, "Yeah, what is that Ugg? Is he a monkey or what?" And my son said, "No, he's a caveman. He buys houses, fix them up, and resells them." So that's what Ugg is.
So Ugg was begun during the time of your founder, Ken D'Angelo, which was when?
That's correct. Ken started the company. In fact, he actually started buying houses in 1989. He was a realtor, went on a listing call, and somebody said, well, a lady told him, "I don't need you to sell my house. I need you to buy it. You don't understand. I need to get out of my house today." And he actually bought the house, which needed work. He fixed it up and resold it. And made more than he would have as an agent. But, of course, there's more work involved in it. So that was kind of the start of the company. We started franchise in 1996.
So he really began to develop the pieces, putting these together from trial and error for about 7 years until 1996.
That's correct. He bought literally hundreds, if not thousands, of houses in that time. He would buy 100 houses a year, learning how to do it. But really where Ken's expertise was is in teaching others and helping others.
Which
led to franchising.
That's correct.
I remember very vividly in my mind the commercials that he used to run, and he was on camera talking about, I believe at the time, buying houses.
That's correct.
And I remember the name Ken D'Angelo because he pushed that. The name Homevestors wasn't being used at that point, was it?
That's right. And where it changed was not just Homevestors. In fact, very few people know Homevestors, but they know that we buy ugly houses. And that's where our business changed, is when he came up with that slogan. Ken was a master at doing the opposite of what most people expect. In fact, all the PR people and all his advertising people say, you don't want to talk about ugly. Nobody wants to sell you an ugly house. But it was so descriptive, it was a genius in the way it worked. And now people very quickly understand that slogan.
So it's understanding what ugly houses really mean. It's the buying and selling, the process. 1996 was when you began to franchise.
That's correct.
You have how many franchises now?
We have a little bit over 300. In fact, we just passed 300 very recently.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So what's involved with a franchise for Homevestors?
Well, we have franchised over 100 markets across the country. We're in 38 states now. What is involved, we teach them how to go do what we do. Being success with us is just like any entrepreneurial deal. A lot of people want to get into buying houses. They are attracted to real estate, especially now, because they see the opportunity there. But it's also a risky area. And doing it on their own, learning through trial and error, creates a lot of error in there that could be very expensive. And that's where the franchise comes in.
So I purchase a Homevestors franchise, and you're going to teach me from the very beginning steps everything I need to do to buy property, sell property, renovate property, anything I do with property to make money and also help my clients that either are buying or selling a home.
Absolutely. And a lot of that, Steve, is going in not only how to do it, but the advertising and the marketing part of it that creates the leads. That is what makes our business very unique, is that piece of it.
I surf the internet every day, as do most of our listeners. And when I get into a unique website, I see a banner right in the top of the website, and it says, "We buy ugly houses."
Correct.
Are you on every website throughout the internet?
Just about. We do a lot on the internet. But really where we got our real name was in the billboards. People see us and recognize us quickly with those billboards. But we also do some fun stuff on the internet that drives people to our website.
Now, you say you have about 300 franchises. You just hit that mark just recently. Are there markets throughout the United States that you're not in that you want to get to?
Yes, exactly. One of our goals right now is spreading all over the U.S. so we can get into more national advertising. We are just now going into California. We have our first dozen or so franchises in California. Northwest, we're really going after. We're pretty strong in Texas, although there are a lot of markets in Texas we still haven't filled in. We're in most of the major cities. Now we're aiming at all the smaller markets.
Though I would guess, and we were talking earlier about the number of franchisees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is how many?
Somewhere around 30 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
But even with 30, is there still a potential to make money here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Absolutely. We are not even touching where we need to be here in Dallas. There is a great opportunity in Dallas. In fact, several years ago, we were doing 3 to 4 times advertising we are now. So we're just touching the surface.
So literally, you could have thousands of franchises throughout the country and multiple franchises within a market.
Absolutely, and that's why. One of the things that makes it work is our franchise all work together as a team. They're not competing with each other. In fact, the billboards, they all go together in an ad council. They pool their money. They advertise together. We have a very sophisticated process to rotate the leads to them based on whose turn it is and how much advertising they're doing. And so it all works. So all the franchises like having more franchises because then it makes the name more well-known. Also gives more credibility when they're talking to a homeowner looking to sell their house.
So I buy a franchise and you have meetings, workshops, seminars for me to understand the home investors process.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's made us real unique, that's helped us with our growth, because we're growing a lot now, is not only what we do nationwide, but what we have what we call a development agent that is one of our experienced people that then mentors the new people. And that way, a new person coming in, they can learn the process, but then they get mentored by somebody that's bought tens, if not hundreds, of houses in that market.
So one franchisee helps the other franchisee, and it keeps going on and on.
Absolutely.
So they fall back. Someone's there to catch them, and they're helping each other.
That's right. And it when they're new, it especially helps that new person keep from making mistakes, because the learning, this is a business that is, there's great opportunity in it, but there's also risks. If you can eliminate some of the risks, it makes it to where they're profitable more quickly.
I want to talk more about that and also a little bit about your background, how you got involved with HomeVestors and some key areas where everything changed for HomeVestors. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to keep talking with David Hicks, co-president of HomeVestors, Selling Ugly Houses. We'll be back right after this. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-308-0545. 1-800-308-0545. 1-800-308-0545. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. Again, I'm Steve Klein. We have a couple of interesting guests. First, we are talking with David Hicks. We'll be discussing how to become more successful specifically in just a few moments. But David is with us talking about HomeVestors, which is the We Buy Ugly Houses company that you might see on some of the billboards around town and also banners on the internet. And David was talking a little bit about the beginning of HomeVestors. But one of the things that you were talking about prior to the break was how the franchisees help each other. So you have a mentorship philosophy throughout that. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We have a what we call a development agent that we actually pay them because we want them to help the other franchisees. And the whole goal, when you're buying houses, that is a challenge to learn how to do. We do all the training. We have all the processes. But even more, we want that successful person to help in that market, help them steer clear of the problems, and help them understand how to be more successful more quickly. What better way to do that than having a guy right in the market that has bought hundreds of houses to, when they have a question, have somebody to call and can go look at that house and say, what do you think? That is what has helped us grow very quickly now.
I buy a HomeVestors franchise. I'm in business for myself. But in reality, I have 299 additional franchisees that are part of my business.
Absolutely. And one of the things that makes our business, Steve, that I'm excited about working with HomeVestors is we've got some great franchises. We've got great people who work there. They have a real goal of helping others. And so not only do they want to help the people we have that sell their houses, but they want to help other franchises be successful. We go to our meetings, and we do great training in the meetings, but they'll all tell us what they learn more than anything is sitting down at a restaurant or a bar in the evening, talking to those guys in another market, find out what they're doing, because they all like helping each other. And that's kind of a unique in our business where people across the country want to help others.
So. It's that underlying rubbing of elbows where they're learning a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, during the break, we were discussing really an underlying part of HomeVestors, which is where you go in and actually improve neighborhoods.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
We believe we improve neighborhoods one house at a time because in every neighborhood, there are those houses that for some reason, it's an ugly house, sometimes an ugly situation. Those are the people that if they don't get repaired, don't get fixed, don't get sold, actually hurt the whole neighborhoods. So we start with that. But even more important, we're helping that homeowner that is in an ugly situation many times, that maybe they, a good example is a family that inherits a house, that they're in a different city, they need to sell the house, but how do you fix up a house that's across country and get it ready to sell? Or another example is we have people call us every day that mom and dad needs to go into a nursing home. They need to get rid of the house to do it quickly, but they can't fix it up. So we help make those transitions of life very easy.
So your franchisees can really go in and do anything for that home owner. Buy the house, help them sell the house, renovate the house.
Absolutely.
Do all those things for them.
In fact, many times we do. It's us buying a house isn't the best situation for that homeowner. Sometimes we recommend a good realtor they ought to go to, and sometimes we're not the best solution. Our franchise are very good at helping others, and they have a heart to do that. They know if they're going in with the right goal, the right desire to help somebody, then if it makes sense for them to buy the house, then they can help them do that. In fact, we have franchises all the time that will come tell us a story that they buy a house from somebody, and after they leave the closing tables, they get a hug. And that's what it's all about.
So in other words, being a franchisee of HomeVestors, it's really a special person that has to become
Absolutely.
A part of your family.
That's no question. And one of the things that it's interesting, we get a lot of people looking at our business, Steve, that right now real estate seems to be pretty sexy. People want to get into that kind of business. But it's not a get-rich-quick. Our business is one, if they work real hard, if they spend the effort, they do the right things, they can do well at it. But a person that wants to make a quick buck, this is probably not the right business for them.
I was listening to you talk about improving neighborhoods. There's a commercial on for a major home improvement store right now where someone moves into a home, they start fixing it up, and then each of the houses down the street start improving their homes too. Have you seen that happen with your franchisees?
Absolutely. Neighborhood, that pride of ownership in neighborhood, when you have that one house that doesn't have that pride of ownership and that somebody is not there, the whole neighborhood affects them. Conversely, when you fix that one house up, everybody feels more proud of their neighborhood.
You've been doing this since 1996. 1996, so you've been doing this a number of years. What's your background? How did you get involved with HomeVestors?
I haven't been since 1996. I've been there since a little bit after 2000. I was president of a company called SMI, and I moved up to Dallas to work as president of another company. And it's one of those challenges in my life where I was hired by a guy to come manage his company. And after I moved up here, he was involved in a lawsuit before I came and decided to shut the company down. And so I almost got to HomeVestors by accident, but it may have been the best thing in the world for me. I believe I was taught by a mentor that in every adversity is a seed of equal or greater benefit. And I think that's one of these times that that happened.
When one door closes, another one opens.
That's exactly right.
Can you think of one specific area for HomeVestors that was a turning point, a playmaking move for the company over the years?
Well, probably a couple of them. One would be just coming up with the slogan, "We Buy Ugly Houses," when Ken D'Angelo came up with that. That would be one of them because it changed our business in doing that and made an identity for the business. The second was probably one of the biggest challenges starting in 2006 when the market really cratered in real estate. 2006 to 2008, it started in 2006. 7 and 8 were the real challenges. That helped us focus our business. There was some shakeout of a lot of people, investors, probably less in our business, in our company than others. But the reality, what it helped us do is focus on what we do best. Our best franchises never quit making money and doing well through that whole time. The ones that didn't focus on our core business, they got hurt. So it helped us to be prepared to go into the growth that we're seeing right now.
So bottom line, in almost any market, even though there are some that hit the bubble and they're beginning to come back, real estate is really a very profitable enterprise if a person knows the right system.
Absolutely.
To get involved with it.
That's exactly right. And if they stay where their strengths are. And that's one of the things that people have a tendency sometimes to say, okay, I'm good at this, let me try this. And if we stay where our strengths are and you stay, those that franchise that did have done well throughout.
David, how does someone get a hold of you? Or HomeVestors?
Probably the easiest way is go to HomeVestors.com. And you can, if you want to find out about franchise, you can click there. If you want to find out about selling a house, you can click there. If you just want to buy a house, you can click there. Or go to WeBuyUglyHouses.com. Or you search on that, you'll find us.
David Hicks, co-president of HomeVestors. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Great information about real estate. When we come back, we're going to discuss how to, using something called servant leadership, become more successful. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this. CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com, and let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013. Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org. Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Our next guest is the founder and longtime leader of Success North Dallas. His name is Bill Wallace. Bill has often said that his greatest skill is putting the right people together. And you're going to see how Bill has done that. He has a Rolodex that would put the U.S. government to shame. So obviously, Bill knows people. And we're going to talk about people during this segment. Bill's connection making has helped countless individuals with referrals, business support, coaching, and mentorship. His professional career began first as owner of Wallace Financial Group. And that was a provider of business planning, insurance, and financial strategies. Later, he was chairman and CEO of the Wallace Companies, which is a consulting firm specializing in capital development and executive management strategies. Bill, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, your life, career, and really Success North Dallas has been built on a foundation of what I keep hearing over and over again, something called servant leadership and really a give-first mentality. So tell us something about that concept of service leadership and giving first.
Conceptually, servant leadership is leading with, how can I help you? Simply put, if you look at the overall concept of servant leadership, it's about your fellow man. It's about how you can actually go in and make a difference. And inevitably, the full circle of this is how can I help you, more often than not, with the right people, turns into how can I be helped? Because the golden rule applies in this as it does in everything else. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and that's the way they'll treat you. And that's the epitome of servant leadership. There's a foundation called the Greenleaf Foundation in Omaha, Nebraska, which has one topic, servant leadership. It's built fully around that. And some people there at one time said Success North Dallas was actually practicing servant leadership before it had a name. Our initial tenets for membership were be a success in your own eyes and are. Be a success in your own eyes. I have no right to define what success is to you. Honor your commitments. Let's go back to the handshake, folks. And then be a giver. We're not interested in the career. We're not interested in your job title. We're interested in who the person really is that's inside of your outside skin.
Well, I've been in the success business for a long time, as has David. I'd met David in his one of his previous lives. And success is not making all the money there is to make. Success is who you are from the inside out. And success may not have anything to do with making money. It could be just developing yourself to be a better person. It sounds like that's what you have put together in Success North Dallas.
Well, Success North Dallas has an interesting history, if I may digress for just a moment. In 1988, I was one of a little under 5,000 insurance agents in Dallas, Texas. And I had two mentors at that time, Herb Kelleher and Roger Meyer. Herb the airline guy, Roger the Cadillac guy.
Both, and I know both them, unique personalities and two extremes.
Two total extremes, and I happened to end up in the middle. And sometimes that was a ping pong ball. But they advised me that I needed a mentor group. I needed something to set myself apart from the herd. And in doing that, I needed something that would actually help other people. And so the idea came up to start a mentoring group so that we could mentor and work with each other. And I invited seven people together for breakfast that I knew. And the irony of that is when I asked, who should I invite? The comments were, who do you want at your table of 10? Who do you get excited about when the phone rings? Who do you trust with your checkbook, your wife? Who do you want to go out to dinner with? The people that really excite you, those are the people you want at your table. And I ask each one of them to invite one remove from everybody else in the room. We started with 15 people in October of 1988. What we did back in October of 1988 is we looked at what made people feel uncomfortable in networking and in getting together. And there's a Buddhist word called sadhana, which means a taboo against what makes one feel uncomfortable. And those things were selling things from the podium, paying speakers because they owned the podium, charging guests, hawking product, speakers being just hit on. You know, I want you to do this. You need to do this for me. And women. Women weren't cool in 1988 back in networking. And so we looked at that and we eliminated everything that made people feel uncomfortable but women. And we started and said we would be 30% women from day one, and we were. And I give a lot of the credit to our 25-year tenure to the fact that we embraced women, and they in turn embraced us back. Because when you come to our meetings, you'll find 40 to 50% women at the meetings. You'll find a good turnout of women at all of our meetings.
Well, being at your meeting last month, I would have guessed 50%, because there was almost, from where I was sitting, almost an equal number of women and men.
Yeah, and that's true. And the room is composed of students, some students that make $5,000 a year to some people that make several million a month. And you don't know the difference because they're all there for the right reasons. You know, we're not out to change the world. Not at all. We're out to simply one genuine interaction at a time, just to change the way people interact, to let it be genuine. And what we did is we created a safe space in which this could happen. Because in our meetings, the members will actually ask you to leave if you're walking around with a stack of business cards in your hand and dealing cards. It's a place that relationships are built. Yes, cards do trade hands, but those are cards that are asked for. Those don't go in the trash can pocket. That's the left pocket. When you're dealt a card and you don't know if you're getting number one or number 52, but you know you've been dealt a card. And I think that's one of the backgrounds. Our members look for ways to give back. We actually have 85 members that mentor juniors to doctoral candidates in formalized mentoring programs. We've got 7 Ernst & Young Entrepreneurs of the Year, 33 published authors. Over 1,000 jobs have been found, and 66 companies have been started by these people sitting in this room that started with 7 people.
Well, you mentioned mentoring, and that seems like that's a love of yours. Aren't you in the process right now of mentoring, what is it, 4 students that you're working with?
Yes. And, you know, you go back and look. I have one young man that already had his master's in music, so was part of the lab band at UNT. And I looked at him, and I said, so what do you need me for? And he said, well, I'm getting my MBA so I can take music to my business and business to my music. He's now first chair trumpet Cirque du Soleil in Vegas. Another young lady from Mexico. Her father was kidnapped, part of the cottage industry. Another young lady from China. Well, her mother approves every IPO in China. I didn't know any of this. These kids keep us young. They ask us questions that we would never, ever think to ask. And as a dear friend of mine, Nina Vaca, who owns Pinnacle Technical Resources, said when she spoke one time, she said, if you don't have a mentor, get one. Better yet, get two. And I will echo that because I don't care where you are in your life cycle. I have two mentors right now myself, and I also have a life coach and a business coach. Why? I can't do it all myself.
Well, obstacles are reality in the success business. But having a mentor reduces those numbers of obstacles tremendously by having somebody that's actually fallen and pulled themselves up and helped you understand how to do that.
I believe it reduces them exponentially. And the irony of this is that was one of the key turning points and benchmarks for Success North Dallas was when we adopted the professional leadership program at the University of North Texas and started mentoring.
Success North Dallas almost seems more like philosophy. I want to talk about that further with Bill Wallace, who is the founder of Success North Dallas. But we're going to talk about that on Playmakers Talk Show right after this. Attention golfers, keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
If you are 62 or older, Reliance Mortgage invites you to learn more about the reverse mortgage loan. This government-sponsored program is designed to help seniors live without a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives while having a quality life free from financial worries. The Reliance Mortgage Program allows you to get your loan with no credit check, no income verification, and no mortgage payments. Call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000. Get your cash out now and pay off your bills or taxes and simply enjoy your retirement with more money to spend. Reliance Mortgage has closed over 1,000 reverse mortgage loans and was the first company in the state of Texas to close one. If you would like more information about this incredible program, call Reliance Mortgage at 214-360-9000 or contact us online at reliancemortgage.com. Reliance Mortgage, a proud Texas company for over 25 years and a member of the Better Business Bureau since 1992. That's 214-360-9000.
Reliance Mortgage, NMLS number 370420, 13140, Coit Road, Suite 502, Dallas, Texas, 75240.
CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, if 2013 will be your breakout year, listen closely because the tools necessary for this year's success are available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Our clients are achieving outstanding success results throughout their sales, leadership, and staff teams by using proven methods to help their people not only retain new information, but also give them the tools necessary to implement new skills immediately. They're doing this through leadership results, quantum leap sales, coaching for improved performance, outrageous customer service, and effective time management. Additional success is just around the corner. So if high-result people development is in your organizational plans for you to move to the next level, go right now to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. And let us know when we can help move you toward your best year ever in 2013.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. And this segment, we are continuing our discussion with Bill Wallace, who is a founder of Success North Dallas. And for those that just tuned in, we'll talk more specifically about that in just a few moments. One of the questions, Bill, that I want to ask you that we really didn't talk about is how often you have your meetings and where are they held?
We meet monthly, the third Wednesday of every month at Prestonwood Country Club from 7 to 9 a.m. and have done so. It's only our second home since we started 25 years ago. We've been here about 15 years.
Speaking of 25 years, you're about to hit a landmark celebration. When is that?
October of this year will be 25 years from the date that those first seven people sat down at the table to say, let's do it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You had mentioned the last segment that two of the mentors that you work with were Herb Kelleher and Roger Meyer. Roger Meyer obviously had a Cadillac franchise on LBJ for a long time. Herb Kelleher was the CEO of Southwest Airlines. Again, two opposites in personalities from my memories. But how did you get involved with both Roger and Herb? Were they clients of yours in your financial business?
I met Roger through an aunt of mine that bought Cadillacs from him. And I walked in one day and I said, I'd like for you to mentor me. I understand that you have a way of teaching your salespeople that nobody else does. And he said, he looked at me a little strangely and he said, okay. And to this day, you know, Roger's no longer with us, but his son Todd, the mayor of Addison, is one of our members. And we get a chance to have some really good conversations. And then Herb Kelleher, I met in a very unique manner. In 1979, I got a letter that said, would you help us build a house? And that was the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. And thus, as a few years passed, that's how I met Herb Kelleher. I met Herb Kelleher through giving back, actually. Although when I got involved, I thought that maybe they couldn't do it without me. And after about a year, I realized that it was truly the gas in my tank. And that letter is truly what changed my life.
Well, if you look in the dictionary under character, you have Herb Kelleher there, but that really was his philosophy with Southwest Airlines and really giving back, which is what built Southwest Airlines to what it is today.
He gave to his employees first so his employees could give to the public and the customers.
There's an excellent book that's called The Customer Comes Second, which means you have to take care of your employees first, who therefore will then take care of the customers. And obviously he has done that.
He has done that very, very well.
Matter of fact, talking about Roger Meyer, I did work with his son Todd as he when he was running the dealership. He would, every single time I would meet him, ask me for referrals for who I knew that would make an excellent car salesperson. And he was looking for people that had no prior automobile experience. They were looking for somebody raw that they could train in their way to help them become a great automobile salesperson. So it's filtered through the family, and obviously Todd being the mayor of Addison, something has been done right.
Something has been done very right. He is a great individual, as it was his father.
So when I come to your meetings the third Wednesday of the month, tell me about the speakers I'll hear that you have.
We have an eclectic group of speakers. We don't pay speakers. We do not pay their expenses. And we have, in November, our speaker did an overnight turnaround from Hong Kong, Chris Exline. The last four speakers from last year, other than Chris, were all from out of state. Our speakers tend to be CEOs of large companies, very large companies, politicians, change agents in very various roles from all over the world. We've been blessed. We're considered a go-to podium. And I will get phone calls. Yes, we still have to look for speakers from time to time. And yes, there'll be a day when we have three speakers, and there'll be a day 2 weeks before where all three speakers are gone. So, but still, we get our speakers by the old-fashioned way. We ask them, or they ask us.
But you have something unique that you do occasionally, because I was at your meeting in February where you didn't have the normal speaker. You actually honored someone. Tell us about that.
10 years ago, we had the honor of beginning to present the Dallas Police Officer of the Year Award through the Dallas Community Police Awards Committee. They give 12 officers of the month, and then from those 12, the Officer of the Year is selected. And every February, I have to say, it is my favorite meeting of the entire year. It is a meeting that tells you, shows you in action what humility really is when you hear these people get up and talk. Last year, we had the first female police officer from Dallas. What we didn't know, but CNN did, is that it was the first female police officer in a major metropolitan community. And I got a call from Germany and a call from Australia that afternoon because it made it worldwide. So
Wow. You
never know what's going to happen in our room, but you know something unique and something good is going to happen. You don't need to worry about who the speaker is going to be. You just need to mark the calendar and be there because it will be somebody delivering current, topical information with immediate takeaways.
Now, on your website, which is successnorthdallas.com, you've actually partnered with a number of companies. And how do they help you?
there are guides. There are somewhat of an advisory board. But as we've looked at Success North Dallas, you have a 25-year history. You need to start looking at succession, and you need to start thinking about what tomorrow really looks like. And these people are working with us as change agents toward tomorrow. They're supporting a change in the culture, a change in looking not just at right now, but looking at what the future can look like and building a replicatable model that we can have throughout the U.S. We have some incredible people involved with us, Pinnacle Graphics, Acuity Systems, Cancer Treatment Centers of America. They don't even have a hospital here, but yet they come to every meeting and they support us. Eddie Reeves, Reeves Strategy Group, Tom Montgomery, Montgomery Colossic Early, I call him the entrepreneur's CPA, HH Architects that build mega churches, Kilgore and Kilgore, Ted Anderson with Kilgore and Kilgore, 30% of his clientele are CEOs going in or going out of major corporations. CBRE, Richard Ellis, Shelby Sanders' team, Industry Petroleum, and then Manning Napier, one of a very unique investment firm that's here. They've never had really any big representation here. And so as they enter this market, even though they're a huge company, they came to us, as did Murphy Oil when they started coming into the market, looking at maybe moving some of their marketing department here, which who knows if that will happen or not, but they've been working with us. McBride, Sean McBride, law firm, Preservation of Wealth, actually an MLM, which I said we never would, but people are putting part of their monies into precious metals. So we try to think a little bit outside of the box, and then the Dallas Business Journal, who we formally partnered with a year ago, but we've actually been partnering with them for 20 years, where we promote their events and they are part of us and they're at every meeting. And, you know, I laughingly said in an endorsement for them one time why I took two copies of the Dallas Business Journal, because I couldn't teach them to print on one side of the page. And it was a source when in the insurance industry where I worked with 164 startups, it was a source of 10% of my business. So these are the people we try to bring together, but we also try to keep something in mind. We want these people to be equally yoked. We want them to operate at a mother's standard. Very simply, that means that's a table I would put at my mother's table. That's the way we try to think and live.
From listening to you over the last few minutes, Bill, it sounds like Success North Dallas is really more of a philosophy on how to run your life and run your business. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, we're not a faith-based organization by the name above the door, but by the actions in all the room, all in the room. We don't decree what faith is. People just live their lives the way they want to live them, bringing people together of like kind, like mind, and then you add the students into this mix, and you have created, to me, a masterpiece. Because these kids teach us so much. They keep us young. And then you bring the police officer of the year into it. Then we do something like we present an employee of the year to the Prestonwood Country Club. They didn't have one, so we started doing this 10 years ago. How do you make a difference one interaction at a time? You know, Albert Einstein once said, the only life worth living is a life lived for others. And that philosophy of giving first, the servant leadership, is what's been embodied in us literally from day one.
You're actually talking about something we're going to bring David Hicks back in a few moments to discuss. Bill Wallace has been our second guest. He is the founder of Success North Dallas, and you can get more information on his website, or the website, which is successnorthdallas.com. You were talking about really giving some advice in how to run your business, how to run your life. Let me open up to both Bill and David. I'll start with David. What is some advice you'd like to share pretty much from what you've learned in working with your company, which is HomeVestors?
Well, there's several things. First of all, Steve, follow your passion. Our franchises that do well have a passion to learn our business. And I love what I do, and that's one of the reasons I love going to work every day, because of the passion of it. Second would be never quit learning. Be coachable. I had a lady this past week that's real sad. She told me, she said, I'm 46 years old. I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm a lot older than that, and I learn something every day. I'm excited to be here today, Steve, because I learned something from you and learned something from Bill today. If I can't learn something every day, I might as well quit. And the third is to find a mentor. And I believe you should have two mentors, one in your industry and one outside your industry. Because when somebody is outside the industry, they see things and will ask questions that you may not do. That's why I'm excited to meet Bill, because I hope I can maybe get on his Rolodex.
Very good. We never really talked about your Rolodex, but obviously you know a lot of people, and that has come from your number of years and doing what you're doing. But would you like to add to David's advice?
The mentor aspect, there's business mentors, there's life mentors. Some people have coaches, but a mentor is somewhere between a parent and a professor, or your boss and your best friend. It's a safe space. And the biggest advice I would give in a mentor is have an accountability issue with them. Have an ability to hold your mentor accountable and have your mentor hold you accountable. One of the things that we try to do is we bring these young people into our networks. We do non-disclosure agreements with them. We do formal contracts with them. And much like you, part of going into HomeVestors, and I think this is incredible, they're going to be assigned a mentor or they're not going to be a part of HomeVestors. That, to me, is incredible. And that, to me, is a big reason that I think HomeVestors is as successful as they are.
A lot of great ideas on success in today's show. And you've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show. Once again, David Hicks, co-president of HomeVestors, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Bill Wallace, who is the founder and current leader of Success North Dallas, thank you very much for being with us. Playmakers Talk Show, if you'd like to listen to the podcast of this show, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com for this podcast and any other podcast from past shows. My name is Steve Klein. Thank you for listening. Be back next week for another edition of Playmakers Talk Show.
News and information in the morning. It's what you need to kickstart your morning routine. 6 till 9. News and information, 570 KLIF.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Attention golfers! Keep the date of April 22nd open. Camp Summit, a non-for-profit sleepaway camp for children and adults with special needs, is looking for golfers for their 19th annual benefit golf tournament, April 22nd at Bear Creek at DFW Airport. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program in Argyle, Texas, which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. There are no other camps in our region and only a handful of camps in the U.S. that offer a camping program comparable to Camp Summit. The program is unique because campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, and the program has no upper age limit for adult campers. But Camp Summit needs your help. Again, the 19th annual benefit golf tournament is April 22nd at the Bear Creek Golf Club. All of the proceeds directly benefit the camping program and the remarkable campers of Camp Summit. So go right now to campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org.
News and information, 570 AM.
And 96.3 FM HD2.
KLIF.
Dallas.
And KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth.
Cumulus Station.